Traumatic brain injury, or TBI, can happen to anyone. It can be caused by a car crash, a fall, or a sporting accident. Many American survivors of armed conflict have suffered brain damage from explosions. The injury disrupts normal function of the brain and can lead to permanent damage.
Squeeze.
Before suffering a brain injury, Zachary Leisted used to play football. Now he would just like to walk again. TBI can lead to physical disabilities as well as changes in mental ability, personality, and behavior. Doctors are also finding it can lead to serious depression. Shane Deal suffered a brain injury 3 years ago.
I'm sore, I'm tired a lot. Probably more depressed than I was, but that's all getting better, though.
Psychologist Charles Bombardier and Dr. Jesse Fan from the University of Washington studied more than 500 hospitalized traumatic brain injury patients for 1 year.
53% of the individuals we studied had at least one depressive episode during the year following traumatic brain injury.
The number of patients suffering depression was about 8 times greater than expected.
Even among those with no history of major depression prior to their injury, 41% experienced an episode of depression in the year following their injury.
My finger.
The researchers discovered that medical care did not routinely include treatment for depression.
We found that only 44% of the people who had been depressed received any kind of treatment. Only about 40% received antidepressants, and only 20% received psychotherapy.
The researchers say the reported rates of major depression are probably conservative, and that the problem is likely greater. They say if mental health care is included in standard care for patients with traumatic brain injury, it could improve their outcome. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.